You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from the CSUN conference, and I'm with RNIB's project manager in our innovation team, Dawn Slater. Welcome into Connect Radio, Dawn. You've got a number of reasons to be at CSUN this year, but it's actually your very first CSUN. We'll talk about that in a second, but yesterday afternoon you were delivering a presentation. Just share with listeners what we were presenting.
It's a really exciting project, and the innovation team are leading the Getting Around Impact area, and one of the flagship projects for that is called Travel Well with Tech. It's a project we're running with Motability grant funding, and it's kind of a two-phase project, but the really exciting thing is we're not looking at what people can't do, we're looking at what people can do. So we're really looking at what tech works for travellers who go out exploring and doing unfamiliar journeys, and seeing if we can actually expand that and scale that in order to help people who are maybe not so confident with travelling or using tech.
Right, because we hear about lots and lots of different technologies that are available to support us with independent travel as blind or partially sighted people. And I suppose we need more information about what really works and what perhaps needs to improve.
Yeah, what we're finding is there's some great apps out there, but not everybody is using every part of every app. They tend to find little nuggets, so they might use a 5% of a Google Maps or 10% of something else. So it's really identifying those nuggets, but also identifying the workarounds, because I don't know if you realise, sometimes tech fails. And if tech doesn't fail, transport might fail. So we're also looking at those workarounds for when we do get those failures. And in addition to looking at the physical journey and how you're going to plan and make that trip, we're also looking at the emotional journey, which is quite a new thing for us to do.
And on that, you know, that transition between apps, when you're juggling multiple apps and getting bits of information from different places, different voices, sometimes you have to keep pulling your phone out your pocket and all of that, that can create quite a cognitive load, leading to quite a stressful journey.
Absolutely. And again, you know, if you do happen to want a cup of coffee whilst you're waiting for your train, that's going to add another, you need another pair of hands to carry that as well.
Can you share anything about the sort of the roadmap for this project then? When can people start hearing about your findings?
The roadmap is essentially, we did an initial part of research was called Inclusive Journeys in 2022. This is the second part of that. So this is the agile testing sandbox phase, if you like. So we're running that up until the end of August. We've got three cohorts going through some various public transport journeys for us. And then from the 1st of September, we have a second phase of funding, which is called Exploring Solutions. So that's when the fun will really start.
Okay. Is there a way listeners can keep across that?
I'll come and keep talking to you, Dave. I'll come and keep telling you about it if you want me to.
I would love you to. Fantastic. So we will make a date for you to come on to Tech Talk and keep us updated with the Travel Well with Tech project. Dawn, I also want to talk to you about your experience, you know, just your sort of personal journey coming to CSUN for the first time. What's that been like?
It's been pretty amazing. So everybody says it's huge, there's so many people, and it is huge and there are so many people. It's really busy, it's a really diverse crowd, which is really great to see. Lots of different age ranges, lots of different sight loss conditions, and also obviously comorbidities and other PAN disability here as well. It's a really friendly place, everybody's talking to everybody, and it's really exciting. I've been so busy getting my presentation ready, I haven't even been around the exhibit hall yet. So we're sat here, Dave, looking at the exhibit hall, and there's so many things to go and have a look at. I just need to sneak off and go and have a look around and start playing with some stuff.
As well as the exhibit hall, CSUN has presentations running throughout the day. We've talked about yours. Have you managed to get to any of the others?
We went to a couple of the iOS ones. Those ones are always full up with no room for anyone to kind of squeeze in. So they've been really popular. And just looking at things like Magnifier, some of the personal voice stuff. So there's some quite new and exciting kit coming from Apple, which is great. And then some of the others, we're tending to look at the wayfinding, anything that's going to fit in with our Travel Well with Tech projects and help feed into that and provide some additional insight. That's the ones we're interested in this time.
Well, when you get a chance to go around the exhibit hall, I'd be very interested to hear your reactions. Dawn Slater, project manager with RNIB's innovation team. Thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Dave. Pleasure.